Well, on Friday, after the decision was made, it was important for me to send out a tone of peace and of a nonviolent, because the idea in what was circling on the ground in Haiti within that very, that earlier that morning, it seemed like the country was nervous, the powers that be, because the idea within their minds was that Wyclef Jean is a populist. And what would happen is later that night when the decision would be made, all hell would break loose in the country. It was important that I had the institutions, the government, and the international community understand that whatever notion was taken, that it would be a peaceful one. This is what happened. After that, on Saturday, we had a chance to review exactly what went wrong and what were the rejections. When we looked down at completely every form of paper that we had, we saw that we had a case where we can contest. And the reason why we could contest the CAIP is because the list that was given to us, there's we have a document that shows that we have fulfilled everything by law, by required, even the residency issue, everything, 100%. And then when I looked and saw certain people that made the list, I will not say any names, but it's important that that you understand that if there's people on the list that has not gotten a discharge, then that's a problem, you know, within the electoral law and within the law of the Constitution. If there's people on that list that have real residency problems, those are issues. And also, it looked like every other candidates that were out were mostly diaspora candidates, which is another form of prejudice on the CAIP's part. I'm protesting, and I'm contest this because at the end of the day, it's important to me that the law is respected. I said that I was going to fight. I was going to fight, not with arms. I was going to fight the law. See, what happens in different countries is when you say things are corrupted, you expose them and you help people help the people that you say are in trouble. So I feel that it's important that we expose the CAIP, we expose the corruption, we go into heavy investigation, and to find out exactly what happened in this case. And that's why the tone changed from Friday to Sunday.
In the 2006 Haitian presidential election, the CEP did not enforce a court ruling in favor of a presidential candidate who had appealed the rejection of his candidacy. That seems to indicate that the CEP's decision is final. Are you confident that you would win this appeal, and why?
Are you talking about the Simeis case?
Yes, sir.
Okay. With the Simeis case, understand what happened. There was a dual citizenship issue. You're aware of that, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. In this case, there was not a dual citizenship issue.
In your case, right?
In my case, there's not a dual citizenship issue. The paperwork that we have, it shows that every requirement on paper, I'm talking about on document, will show that we have checked off and have passed every point. So at the end of the day, if the CAIP cannot go back on their decision, it's important that they're exposed so that you fully can read the case and understand that as we move forward, that you are going to need a new CAIP, because you have to have fair law within the Constitution and within the electoral board. So we have to expose corruption. I think that this case is not a case about Wyclef Jean, you know, if getting reversed and they saying that I'm on the ballot. The case is for me to expose the CAIP to show the level of corruption. And if we're talking about we need a new Haiti, then this behavior of a political sudin, you know, this behavior of natural coup d'etats on candidates that are not, you know, that are Haitian but that have lived abroad for a minute and decide to go back to their country and help, and is sending over $2 billion per year. This is what the diaspora sends per year. The budget of the rebuilding of Haiti is $10 billion in 5 years. That means the diaspora is sending as much money in 5 years as the rebuilding for Haiti, and that we don't have a say within the vote. So things have to change. We have to look at these electoral laws. We have to look at the Constitution again. We have to look at the way that we are being represented as the diaspora. The way that I feel that the CAEP and the institution of government, which is in Haiti currently right now, they are not interested in anybody coming from the States or coming from Europe or Africa or Japan, anybody coming inside of Haiti and shaking things up and getting real answers.
In the event that the decision that disqualifies you from running for president of Haiti was upheld, what would be your next step?
Well, the first thing is, I have to tell you that I've been investing in my country personally, I think ever since I've been 20, 21 years old. My personal money, my commitment, my energy from Haiti all the way to the United States, all over the world. First thing, it was a surprise to me to see how many Haitians were actually hating on the fact that I would even decide to make such a decision. It was very important that if they decide that I will not be on the ballot, as I move forward towards helping Haiti, it's important that I help create entrepreneurs. How can I help create entrepreneurs is by participating and helping bring business to Haiti and being part of business. So what I will do within these next 5 years is, of course, I will continue touring. I will write books. I will make sure that the political party that we formed, it still grows as a political party where we can have opinions. Make sure that the movement Fas a Fas is respected. But at the same time, I will not be supporting the CAEP in any form, and I will always continue to denounce false elections in such manner. In 5 years again, we will decide what we're going to do.
In a message that is being aired in Haitian press, your campaign claims that the Haitian Electoral Board has committed trickery in selecting the candidates who are eligible to run. Is that an allegation or a fact?
It's definitely a fact. As we develop this case more, you know, we have information on the CAEP that will unveil certain things about them, which shows the fact that they are not legit. And I guess this is why some of the death threats were starting to come to me, you understand? But at the end of the day, we have to expose the truth. And what I'm talking about is not based on emotions. What I want to tell the Haitian people that are living in the diaspora is that there's a Haitian word which is called lâche. And lâche means coward. And the fact of when I stood up and decided that I was going to fight, I didn't stand up because I felt like I was going to fight for myself. I felt that I was going to fight for the energy of the diaspora. Because at the end of the day, I felt like this was one of our last fights that we can fight to enter this country. I wish And I'm hoping that there's more that stand up with me and decide that we want a new Haiti and that we're going to expose this Kayapé.
In the press release I mentioned earlier, you say, and I'm quoting, "This is only an obstacle on our way that will not stop us from preparing the day when we will succeed in our endeavor." Can you elaborate on this?
What that means is basically, you can stop us today, but you can't stop us tomorrow, and the truth will be exposed one day.
One of the reasons for the electoral board decision, according to the CEP, is the fact that you do not meet the residency requirement, meaning you did not reside in Haiti for the past 5 years. How do you counter this argument?
If that's the case, the piece of paper which states residency or domain that they signed and said approved, they shouldn't have signed that paper. So if I don't have residency and I didn't prove by law that we have 5 years residency, then why is that piece of paper signed? That means that we, once again, we have proved the residency issue. If we did not prove that, the piece of paper that you will get, which shows you that they said check, that piece of paper would not have that check on it, correct?
In the concrete and in clear, Wyclef Jean, how will your organization, Yele Haiti, continue working for the development of Haiti in general and assisting the Haitian youth in particular?
Well, if you have noticed, I have resigned from the chairman of Yele Haiti. Yele Haiti is a great organization. It will continue to work in support of the youth for Haiti. It will get great programs. It will bring different people in parts. And it was something that I started and something that will continue and grow to higher heights. Myself as Wyclef Jean, I have embarked in a new mission. My mission is, how do I help bring business to the future of Haiti and job creation? So the way that I'm going to do that is to make sure that some of the businesses that I'm working on in the future, that I could make sure that Haiti could benefit from that and create job creation. So I commend Yele Haiti. I had a good run with Yele, and I wish them a lot of success in moving forward in the future, and I know that they will have good programs.
And finally, Wyclef Jean, would you have a last word, a message for your supporters in Haiti in particular and the general public in the country?
What I would like to tell all of our people listening around the world, and in Haiti in particular, the weapons that they choose to use against us will not prosper. We will overcome the battle, and we will win the war peacefully.
Wyclef Jean, the Voice of America, thank you very much.
Thank you.